Well, on Budget Night this year, community radio supporters around the country were gathered around the radios, waiting to hear whether they'd received the $1.4 million needed to make sure digital stations could stay on the air. They were disappointed. But the campaign to get Communications Minister Stephen Conroy to commit to community radio continued. And after much lobbying and a petition with over 40,000 signatures, today we had some good news at last. The Wire's Annie Haswell was in Canberra for the announcement.
I told you to be more interesting than a leadership story. Thanks very much.
It was a little overshadowed by events in federal parliament today, but it was big news for community radio. After a long campaign by the sector, the government has agreed to fund the shortfall and allow community radio to stay digital. Senator Conroy was otherwise occupied on this busy day, but Tasmanian Senator Lisa Singh announced the good news.
Of course, these were difficult fiscal times, so it's pleasing now that we've been able to make some adjustments to ensure that the remaining amount of funding that the community digital radio sector have wanted and needed is being able to be met by the Gillard Labor government through this additional $6 million that we're announcing today.
43,000 people sent emails to the government on this issue. Have you been surprised at the amount of support for what really is quite an obscure idea, the digital radio structure funding shortfall?
I think what it shows is that the demand for digital services is growing. And this is the digital age we are living in, whether it's through television, radio, the internet. It's becoming more of the norm that people are wanting to receive that kind of quality of service. And that's what digital radio provides. And we understand that as a government. Certainly Minister Conroy understands that very much. And that's why we've committed the funding of $6 million today to digital radio.
The Greens have been strong supporters of the campaign. Senator Scott Ludlam says the delay in saying yes to the extra money is understandable.
It's a tight budget environment. That was the first answer that was put to us. And the second thing is, I think it took a while for the government to actually hear how many people had engaged with the campaign. Community broadcasters are frequently overlooked in the debate around media diversity in Australia. The commercial broadcasters tend to take the bulk of the cake, but it's time that the community broadcasters got their due, and it's great to see that happening today.
For CBAA President Adrian Basso, it's a great end to a long campaign.
It's pretty amazing to hear finally the announcement that we've had the shortfall addressed. So we're pretty jubilant. And it's a wonderful day. And we're obviously very grateful to the government, to the Gillard Labor government and Minister Conroy. We've been working with over the last many weeks to see if we can get something worked out. And it ensures our future on digital radio, at least in the capital cities.
Do you have a problem with the fact that it only includes capital cities, this new funding?
Well, the next phase is still yet to be fully planned. So the capital cities is the first phase of this, and it's really important that we remain there. If we had lost our footing there, then we would have had less of a chance of being included in the regions. And the regions are a matter of time, but there's a lot more planning and, you know, thought to be put into that. But certainly the government's position has been long-standing about having community radio part of digital, regardless of capital city or the regions.
It's been a very long and very energetic campaign, and there certainly would have been times during it when most people from the outside would have thought there was no hope, particularly when nothing had happened by budget time. Was there something that persuaded the government, do you think?
I think it was a number of things. We achieved over 43,000 people who signed up, and that was a fantastic result. We had lots of meetings with ministers as well, and that was with the view that they would then go back and talk us up within the caucus. But also a lot of emails went to local MPs to both sides, whether it was the Coalition or the Labor Party. So the awareness was there, and media picked it up really well too. People might have seen probably the most recent, The Project, which is a great coverage of community radio, and all the presenters on there had made their way through community radio. So it means a lot to people, and I think it was just a matter of time. And although we didn't get a result on budget night and a bit disappointed and, you know, still had concerns with it, the result today is it's been great. So we're very happy.